make no mistake about it, praise God, we understand clearly, praise God, that, amen, the church, amen, praise God, is not about a building. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen, praise God, because, amen, the church abides, amen, in us, amen, through the power of the Spirit of God. We understand, praise God, that, amen, our bodies, once we have been baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost, baptized in the name of Jesus and filled with His Spirit, amen, praise God, that we are the temple of the living God. Can we say amen? And so then, praise God, having that understanding and knowing, praise God, that, amen, there is a spiritual side, praise God, as it relates to the house of God, because all of us are the building of God. Amen. We are God's building. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Amen. Praise God. And so then, praise God, if the brick and the mortar were gone, the church still stands.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. It's not, amen, praise God, entirely, amen, praise God, amen, praise God, about, amen, praise God, bricks and stone. But, amen, praise God, having said all of that, amen, we want tonight to focus on, amen, David and his love for the house of God.
Amen.
There's much we can learn from David, amen, praise God, how he loved, amen, praise God, God's house. And that love for God's house flowed from his love for God. He loved God. Can you say amen?
Amen?
And you know, I won't go back over it, but you know, amen, praise God, how the Ark of the Covenant was lost. Amen, praise God, fell among the Philistines. Amen, praise God, how it was put in Kirjath-Jearim. Can you say amen?
Amen,
amen, praise God, amen, and amen. David would have brought it back, but he didn't follow the order that he should have. And the priest, the Levite, should have borne the Ark, but amen, praise God, they put it on a car. Amen, praise God. And because of their error, amen, praise God, someone lost their life. Amen, praise God. And amen, praise God, from there, praise God, the Ark dwelt at the home of Obed-Edom. Can you say amen? Until it was brought to Jerusalem. Amen. The Ark is brought to Jerusalem. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And amen. The tabernacle. Amen. The brazen altar and the furnishings of the tabernacle. Amen. Praise God. Was at Gibeah. So then, praise God, the Ark is at one place and the tabernacle at another. Can we say amen?
Amen.
But amen. Praise God. What David did, amen. Praise God, was prepare a tent. This was not the tabernacle, but he made a tent, amen, praise God, to put the Ark, amen, praise God, of the covenant in. And, amen, praise God, he, amen, praise God, amen, was no doubt looking at what God had done for him, amen, praise God, how he dwelt in a house that was sealed with cedars, and, amen, praise God, a dwelling, if you please, worthy of a king. And he's thinking, amen, praise God, that the Ark is still in a tent. And it was in David's heart, amen, to make God a house. Nobody, amen, praise God, had ever, amen, thought on God in that manner, amen, to prepare a house for him. And David is original, amen, praise God, in his desire to be a special blessing to God, to prepare for God a house.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Nathan thought it was a wonderful idea. David, whatever, amen's in your heart, you go and do it. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Amen. Sometimes, praise God, we are in agreement, amen, praise God, with ideas that present themselves, amen, as worthy. But, amen, praise God, but God had another thing in mind. And so then, praise God, he spoke to Nathan that night and told, amen, Nathan, you got to tell my servant David, he will not build me a house. Can you say amen? He's a man of war, amen. His hands have shed much blood. And so, amen, David, amen, praise God, you won't build a house for me, but I will allow your son, to build me a house. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And amen, praise God. And so, amen, praise God. While David could not build the house, God gave him all the plans for the house. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, Solomon didn't get the plans for the house. David got the plan for that. Can you say amen?
Amen,
praise God. God, amen, bless David so because, amen, it was in his heart to do for God. God said, no, amen, praise God. You want to build me a house, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to build you a house.
Come on, man.
You say amen. Amen, praise God. David's mind was one, amen, praise God, of brick, I mean stone and timbers and gold and all of that. Can you say amen? But amen, praise God. But the house that God was going to build for David would be a lineage of kings. Can you say amen? A lineage, praise God, that would sit upon the throne, amen, praise God, to rule over the people of Israel. Nevertheless, David gets, amen, praise God, all of the plans and all of the instructions from God as to how to build the house. I tell your neighbor, God never leaves us to our own devices to figure out his plans. I tell your neighbor, he always gives us a guideline as to what he wants. Amen. You ain't got to, amen, praise God, try to figure out, amen, how to please God. Because God will give you a guideline of what to do to please him. Can you say amen?
Amen.
He don't even let you love him like you want to love him. He tell you, you got to love me with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength, and everything that is in you. Can you say amen? Tell you how to love him. Can you say amen? He don't let you do it like you want to do it, because if we did it like we want to do it, we would mess it up in our time. Can you say amen? But amen, praise God, not to be long tonight, praise God, but understand, amen, praise God, that David, amen, praise God, laid up, prepared, made preparation for the house of God. Amen. Praise God. He laid up gold. He laid up silver. He laid up brass and iron. Can you say amen?
Amen.
For each thing that would be required, David had laid it up. Can we say thank you, Jesus? But what I want you to realize tonight is, praise God, that David went a step further. Can you say amen? He, praise God, made the thing personal. Neighbor, praise God. In our walk with God, we need to have a personal relationship. But can you say amen? It's not just enough to be in the service, but you need to be in the service. Can you say amen? It's not just enough to attend. Can you say amen? But amen, praise God. In your attendance, you need to make a connection with your God. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, I'm not just here to be here. I'm here to worship. I'm here to praise. I'm here to magnify my God. Can you say amen? We love the house of God because it's a place where we worship. It's a place where we praise. It's a place where we magnify and we lift up the name of our God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And David said, because my affection, amen, praise God, was toward the house of God, I'm going to give out of my own pocket. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Ain't enough for me to give secondarily. Amen. For the things of the kingdom to give to God. But I want to give of my own self. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, praise God. God wants to receive something from you. I'm not talking about money all the time. Hallelujah. But God wants, amen, to receive something that comes directly from you. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, my praise is my praise. Ain't nobody else. Give God my praise. I gotta give God my praise.
people. Move for your same man. Move. Look over them. Move when they don't know how to treat you. Move. Look over them. Move when they say one thing out of their mouth. Move and do something else.
He went up to Gibeon, amen, and stood before the tabernacle, amen, before the bronze brazen altar, and prayed to God, amen, praise God. I won't go through all of it, but amen, praise God. But the essence of it was this: wherever your people are, Lord, can you say amen? Amen, praise God. If they're in difficulty, if they're in trial, if they're in trouble, can you say amen? If they've done wrong, if they, amen, praise God, have out of the way, Lord, let them look this way, let them look toward, hallelujah, this city, let them look toward this land that you've given to the Father, this city that is Jerusalem, and this house that I dedicate to you today. Look this way and pray. Take a say, amen. And Lord, what I want you to do, Lord, what I'm asking you to do, be attentive to the prayer that is made in this house. Y'all gonna praise him. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God wasn't asked to listen all over the place, but only for the prayers that came toward Jerusalem. Only for the prayers that came toward the house. Amen. Can you say amen? You wonder why. Amen. Praise God. The Muslims and others a certain direction to pray. Can you say amen? Can your neighbor, they got part of it, right? Can you say amen? Hallelujah. But they in the wrong dispensation. Can your neighbor, they got part of it, right? Can you say amen? But they ain't in the right dispensation. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, we ain't got to look east. Amen. Honor the place of your worship. Honor the place where you come to praise and to magnify God. Hallelujah. Hey God. Amen. Let amen. The people know. Amen. It ain't time for you to be all involved about your house and forgot about the house of the Lord. Tell your neighbor, you got to get it in your mind that every now and then you ought to be something for the house of God. Tell your neighbor every now and then you ought to get it in your mind that I want to bless the place where I worship God, where I magnify him, where I lift up his name. I want to bless that place because it is demonstrating in another way to God how much I love you, Lord, because I love your amen. See, in this place of understanding, when our foot had almost slipped and we had come nigh, hallelujah, to falling because our focus was in the wrong place. Can you say amen? But thanks be to God, we came to the house of the Lord. Tell your neighbor, sometime you gotta be in Bible class. You gotta be
the assembling of yourself together in the house of the Lord. I don't feel like it. Come on. Anyhow, can you say amen? Lord have mercy. I'm running late. Come on. Anyhow, Lord have mercy. I don't feel like I'm loved by the people.
Praise God, what you're able to do in the house of God. many would desire to be in these walls. Can you say amen? They're not able. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Don't let it be an afterthought. Don't casually stroll in and out. Can you say amen? But recognize the goodness of God. Praise God. Amen. Understand that it don't take but two. Can you say amen? Be a lover.